Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim Ostroff is with us. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. His website is kiplinger.com. Hope you check out all the things they've got there. They got a lot of publications, the Kiplinger Letter, which we work off of, and a couple of biweekly letters. The Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine is there. Jim, what's that phone number?
Yeah, it's a toll-free number, 800-544-0155.
87 years, the Kiplinger Letter has been published as of yesterday. 1923 was the first time. That's an incredible success story, Jim. Congratulations again to you and all your colleagues over there. Jim, I want to. We didn't get a chance to really finish the financial part of our report when we went to the break. We were pointing out that foreclosures are still high. 1/4 of sales seem to be attributed to sales from foreclosures. But you were telling us about JP. Was it Chase?
This is JP Morgan.
JP Morgan and Chase are foregoing like 30,000 foreclosures or something like that.
Yeah, I mean it's about that.
Are they giving people more time? Are they reworking them? What are they doing?
They're basically this. They're taking another look. And supposedly here the issue was that there was a lot of paperwork, basically this, that then you had people at the bank, it is said, that just basically, you know, took a stack of papers, so to speak, and then said, these are all out, and
too much arbitrary stuff.
Right, and in fact, there were people, say, who were on a payment schedule, suddenly, you know, they had agreed with this, and suddenly they found you have 30 days to be out of your home. But of course, over here, you know, the thing is that given the power of J.P. Morgan Chase, it's likely other national banks are going to follow suit, especially here one month before the election.
Right. Well, hopefully, I mean, again, if as you say, if there was a situation where people are just being, you know, aren't their situation isn't being considered properly, then I'm glad they're taking another look at that. But if we're talking about people who are never going to be able to justify the home they have because of their job or whatever, let's get that behind you. Every day on the other side of getting that over with is a day towards healing, Jim, for the individual and for the economy.
And, you know, there's a recognition of that, and this will help. It draws out any recovery.
Right. That's exactly right. Jim, let's move over to page 4. I want to talk about healthcare just a little bit. Give us an idea about some of the things that are going on here. I know one thing that's happened in the news recently is the McDonald's announced today, I think, that they may end their coverage for thousands of their hourly employees because they're doing it because they've got such a lot of low wage workers, and a lot of them they're in and out. They don't spend a lot. Sometimes they have a high turnover, I guess I should say. They have a special kind of a plan, a mini plan of some kind that doesn't truck very well with the new health care bill. And so, you know, because of that, they actually may cancel their health care policies.
You know, and I think we'll probably
this is collateral damage, isn't it?
It may well be. We'll probably see more of that. Now, the thing is, of course, the federal regulators have now said, well, you know, we're not going to really put the pedal to the metal and jump on you if you don't comply. We'll be a bit lenient, you know, to make sure everything. But you know, nobody knows.
That's not a rule that we can live with, that we can count on. That's somebody saying, well, we'll use our rule of thumb on you there.
I'm just saying it certainly is arbitrary. And
thing's going to be a nightmare, Jim.
Yeah, if you care about this because you're in business or you're an employee, you know, you have to figure that, like, you know, the other shoe could drop any day, maybe tomorrow.
And Jim, that's the reason why small business owners aren't hiring. Well, it's the reason why businesses aren't investing and spending money. We do not know what our costs are going to be next year.
And more, you know, more broadly, healthcare is a very big area, but others as well basically don't know what the cost will be, don't know what the ground rules may be.
We still don't have all that. We still don't have it hasn't all been written yet, Jim.
On healthcare, no, it is not. We're still waiting and waiting. And in any event, remember, folks, just about a year ago, people were basically screaming and buckling up because nobody knew where the bottom would be and if there would be a bottom.
Yeah.
And it's we're not talking here about something great grandparents experienced. It's us just over a year ago.
Yeah.
And so no surprise that hiring has been very slow and spending has been low. People don't want to make that commitment.
Another big thing that's associated with the health care bill, Jim, and you guys alluded to it a little bit, is the tinkering with the regs, the 1099 issue, the issue of that's something that's part of the healthcare bill, even though it's not really a healthcare issue. Where businesses have to send the IRS 1099s for every single transaction above $600, even though the people on the other end have tax ID numbers.
That's right.
This is a compliance nightmare for small business owners.
Yeah,
and we still don't know where that's going to be.
We don't. One has to think eventually that will be modified, but we never take sides.
But Jim, right now, that makes us uncertain.
And regardless
of what happens, it's creating a problem for us right now.
Adds to uncertainty. If I can avoid that spending and that reporting, I will do it.
Yeah.
And all of this just keeps the foot on the brake of the economy.
Exactly. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Happy anniversary.
Hey, thank you much, Jim, and thank you, everybody.
Talk to you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.